Welcome to Tip TV Finance with Matt Brown, and it's CEO interview time with Jerry Randall, CEO of Venture Life. How are you today, Jerry?
Very good, thank you.
You came in a few weeks ago to give us a trading update. I think you had a trading update at the end of January, but now it's time to pop open the champagne. I think we've got EBITDA positive.
Yes, that's right. It's our first EBITDA profit as a group. Very happy with that. It shows the progress we've made. It shows our operating leverage coming through, delivering more revenue, producing more profit. So, yeah, we're very happy.
Right, Venture Life, the clue is not necessarily in the name in terms of what you do. So for people who are not familiar with your company, could you give us a rundown, please?
Sure. Our target is the ageing population. As we know, people are living longer, living healthier lives. So therefore, there's a burden on the health system to look after those people as they get older. And we'll all be required to pay for more of our own healthcare as we get older. So we target products that are sold through the pharmacy, that you're going to go there yourself, select yourself, pay for yourself, and go home and treat yourself with. And that's the market we operate in. Around the world, we sell in over 40 countries. We develop and manufacture our own products. And you can go to Boots, Tesco, Sainsbury's, all the outlets here, and find our products.
And that's the other thing. Well, the other thing, apart from the aging population, it's a population that also wants to look good when they're old, or look better than, let's say, the previous generation. And there's an aspect of that in your products as well, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so as we age, there's a lot of non-critical conditions that we have to deal with. So cholesterol's an example many people know about, but skin ageing, joint pain, discomfort, cognitive impairment. But the aesthetic side, for sure, and we sell a big range of products into China, which are for skincare to help you look better, and those are growing really well. We've got news out this week about the reorders and about the growth of those sales. So for sure, I think the 80s and 90s were the gym revolution where we all wanted to feel better, and now the noughties and this decade is when you want to look better as well.
And what age groups are buying your products?
So a lot of our products are targeted to the over 50s, so things like the cholesterol, things like the cognitive function. But those products all work in the younger age group. In China, our skincare products are targeted to a slightly younger group, but that's because the partner we have. But we would encourage people in their 40s and above to be looking at our products and using our products.
Fantastic. And now you're in profit.
Yes.
Will you be going to the market for more cash, or does that mean you can stand alone now?
Yeah, we've got plenty of cash. We can stand alone. And part of our growth strategy is acquisitions. We made a good acquisition in March of 2016. That's been very successful. We integrated it very quickly. We now make all the products ourselves. So we're very keen to do more of those type of acquisitions. I think in that situation, we'd come back to the market to look for some money. But at the moment, we've got money to operate. We don't need to come back for working capital.
And I mean, you're an international business, but I mean, how much is marketing part of your business as well? How much is, you know, you're going to spend on, do you need to spend on that?
So our model has two different parts. In the UK, we sell direct to the retail channel, so the Boots, the Tesco's, etc. And in that situation, we promote the products actively as well. So right now, we're running a campaign in London and the South East for UltraDex. You'll see it on the tube cards, cross tracks. You'll hear it on Heart. And in June, we'll be running some TV promotion as well. So we fund that. Outside of the UK, we partner with other companies where they're fully responsible for the marketing. So it's only in the UK we're responsible. And we invest about 20% of our UK revenues in marketing and promotions.
And the brand name, is it Venture Life, or do you go under different brands for...?
Each product has its own brand name. So we have a general look and feel to the packaging and the brand look, but they're all individual brand names. And that's part of the strategy, because there's no doubt along the way we may sell individual product brands off and they stand alone with their own name. You can do that and they retain their brand equity.
Well, one of the big things of the moment, or the last few years, is the battle between the high street and online. How are you placed in that particular area?
Well, we attack both, because often people will go to the high street to see a product or make a first purchase. But nowadays, because of the rapid to-the-door delivery, next day, Amazon Prime, for example, they may reorder online. Or even our main partners, Boots, for example, a lot of their sales will still be through their own online portal. So every partner we have in every territory, they will use all of those mechanisms to sell the product. So from our perspective, it's up to the partner. If you want to go direct to the pharmacies, you want to use online, social media, they're responsible for all of that. In the UK, we do all those things ourselves through the marketing budget that we have.
Are you affected by inflation or the economic cycle? How does that fit into your business?
Well, interestingly, healthcare is normally counter-cyclical. So in a time of downturn, healthcare normally does quite well. For us, because we're in all the geographies around the world, because we have many products used different times of year, we're not affected by any particular cycles. Our sales are not particularly cyclical or biased to one season or the other.
Right, and you made this turnaround here on the EBITDA front. What's the next goal for your company?
Well, interesting. Our next goal, I suppose, is to get to the point where our factory's full up. So as a business, we're running at about 60% capacity. And the overheads for that are all fixed. So the great thing is as we put more revenue through that, we get more gross margin, and the majority of that gross margin falls to the bottom line. So whilst you'll see our gross margin lifting and growing over the years, the change in the operating profit will be even more dramatic. So I reckon we can get to between £22 and £25 million of turnover before our factory is full. But the great thing is we can build another factory of the same size on the same site and move on again. Our target as a business is to get to 100 million market cap. We're about 25 now. I think our share price is almost half what it was a few years ago, but the business is twice what it was a few years ago. So from an investor's point of view, great time to go in, sustainably profitable going forward. Don't need to raise money from the market. Great brand of products, great portfolio that are all at early stage of development. So our goal is to keep doing what we're doing.
Right, and the strength of the pound, obviously since the referendum, has got much weaker.
Yes.
Is that swings and roundabouts for you, or how does that affect your business?
It's not a big effect for us because 3/4 of our revenues and 3/4 of our costs are in euros. So we're fairly naturally hedged, and the balance is in sterling, so that's fairly naturally hedged. The only pinch we feel is when we ship products into the UK, which are made in the Euroland. But that only relates to Ultradex, which we recently bought, we recently taken into the factory. And the savings we've made on manufacturing that ourselves more than outweigh any additional cost coming in from Europe.
Right. And for people to get an idea of what your company is, I mean, are you like a mini, or are you going to be a mini Unilever or Reckitt Benckiser? How can we place it in our mind?
I suppose it's a great model to aspire to. Essentially, we are a company who deals with the issues of ageing. And so whether you're in your early 50s or in your 70s, we look to deliver products and make products that work for you and that are cost effective and that you can buy yourself and that you understand what they do. So they should look to us for issues of aging, to giving you products that are really going to help you get through that that process.
So it's general consumer, but in a specific area of that.
We say consumer self-care. So, and that's the idea of paying for yourself, choosing yourself and using on yourself.
Jerry Randall, congratulations on the latest moves at your company, CEO of Venture Life, and hope you'll come in again and update us next time.
It's a pleasure. Very happy to. Thank you.